在1月1号的上午，我写了一封信给陈维良陈传道。
I wrote a letter to Lawrence in the morning of January 1st.
当我写信给他的时候，我想应该脱俗一点，不要每一次在一月一号都说同样的话 ，Happy New Year。
I thought since all the time we write Happy New Year, I thought maybe this time I will be somewhat different.
我写信告诉他说 ，Have a rich and fruitful year。希望有一个丰富而结果子的一年。
So I wrote a new greeting.
我也盼望用这句话送给在座每一位弟兄姊妹。
And I would wish the same for all of you.
今天我站在这里跟大家一起在1992年第一个主日传讲信息，我心里面非常非常的高兴。
I'm very happy to be able to share God's message with you during the first Sunday of the year.
今天早上差一点需要王牧师或者另外的传道人在这边讲道。
Some of you may not know this, but this morning, could very well be that Pastor Wang or somebody else have to preach to you.
因为早上一早来，别的事情不做，我想去看看这个电梯怎么样。后来我就进到电梯，我希望看看电梯 work 不 work。
I don't know what got into me, but when I came to church today, I decided to check out the elevator.
那么等到我通通走完，预备从二楼出来的时候，那个门不开了。
After I went up and down on the second floor, the door would not open.
感谢主，我在那里大概有15分钟的时间出不来。
I was trapped inside for over 15 minutes.
我发现一件事情。
I discovered one thing.
我没有那个狭窄症，有的人放在一个小房间里面会害怕的。感谢主，我没有那个病。
I discovered that I do not have claustrophobia.
那么十五分钟，我就在里面就喊救命。
For those 15 minutes, I pounded on the door and I cried out, "Help!"
感谢主 ，Doug Douglas 弟兄在外面听到。
Doug heard my cry.
他说谁在里面呢
？And he asked, "Who's in there?"
我说你牧师的声音你还听不出来吗
？I said, "Don't you recognize my voice?"
那么他说你在里面干什么
？And then he asked, "What are you doing there?"
我说我在讲什么？我在喊救命，你没有听到吗
？I said, "I'm trying to get some help."
后来他就去车子里面拿了一个大的把手。
He came back with a rod.
一个大的把，他要把那个门要把它敲开。
He came back with an iron bar and tried to force the door to open.
没有办法。
He was not successful.
李牧师，你等一等，我到楼上去按按看电梯会不会上去。
And he said, "Presley, let me try to go upstairs and see whether the elevator will come upstairs."
我又等了2分钟，一点消息都没有。
For 2 minutes, nothing happened.
他下来之后，我到楼下去看看，他就跑到地下室去按一下。
And then he said, "I'll go downstairs to the basement and try."
一点都没有效果。
There was no action.
当我听见他在外面忙碌的时候
，As I hear him so busy outside,
我突然在想，为什么神许可这件事情临到
？I start to think to myself, why did God allow this to happen to me?
好几个原因就在我的脑海里面出来。
And then several reasons came to mind.
第一个，神不要我讲今天的道。
Perhaps God did not want me to preach today's message.
所以我想告诉他，请他赶快告诉吴牧师，叫他马上准备一篇道，今天要讲道。
So I thought I should pray to God that He should give Pastor Wu a message today.
第二个我想到的，上帝要我在今天这个主日经历一件特别的事情。
The second reason I thought perhaps God wants me to have a special experience before I preach today.
我在电梯里面跪下来祷告。
So I knelt down in the elevator and prayed to God.
我说神啊，祷告是你给你的儿女的一个特权。
Say, God, this is a special privilege that you have given your children that they can pray to you.
我很少马上祷告，马上就看见你的回答。
Very rarely do I see an immediate response to my prayers.
我说今天非给我这个不可。
But then I said, today you have to let me experience this.
500-600人在外面等我，一个牧师关在里面，这是个大新闻。
It's going to be quite embarrassing if 500 to 600 people are waiting for a pastor trapped in an elevator.
这个世界日报可以拿来当花絮写的。
May be written up in a news column as a humor column.
我跪在那里祷告。
As I knelt there praying,
我说主啊，让我经历你奇妙听祷告的大能。
I said, "Lord, let me experience the amazing response that you have to my prayer."
弟兄姊妹，当我一阿门的时候
，Brothers and sisters, when I uttered Amen,
这是我真实的一个体验。
This is a true experience.
我一阿们，我就听见电动的声音。
When I uttered Amen, I heard a noise in the elevator.
电梯就到地下室。
It went down to the basement.
我不敢再从地下室按二上来，我马上出来。
I did not wait for the elevator to come back up. I exited in the basement and walked the stairs.
所以现在我站在你们的面前。
And standing before you is a testimony.
弟兄姊妹，你信，你不信，这是事实。
Whether you believe or not, it is a fact to me.
我十分的相信，神是听祷告的神。
I truly believe that our God hears and responds to our prayers.
如果神在1992年第一个主日让你们的牧师经历祷告的大能。
If our God lets your pastor experience that he is a God who responds to our prayers in the first Sunday of the year,
让我们今年全教会每一个弟兄姊妹都经历祷告的真实。
Then may this experience be our common experience in the rest of the year.
去年年底有一次我在 radio 听到这样的一个访问的节目。
Towards the end of last year, I heard this interview program on the radio.
我很喜欢把我的 radio 放在 AM 1030，常常听新闻。
My radio is always set at AM 1030 to hear the news.
那个记者在访问，用广播访问麻州的州长 Weld。
It was an interview with Governor Weld.
那么请他给他自己过去的政绩打一个分数。
And the interviewer asked Governor Weld to give himself a grade for what he has accomplished for the year.
不是别人对你的评价，而是你自我的一个定位。
A self-evaluation.
那么他给他自己定了一个什么题？怎么一个成绩呢
？How did he grade himself?
我不知道有没有人听到那个节目，他给自己给了一个 B plus。
He gave himself a B plus.
当我听见他给自己给了这样一个成绩的时候
，When I heard how he graded himself,
我就有很多很多的联想。
Many thoughts came to my mind.
因为我从他这句话发现，这个 Governor Weld 有这个西方人自我肯定的特点。
Because I feel that here's a prime example of the Western philosophy that he confirms himself.
我也想到他有东方人的收敛谦卑的美德。
He has self-assurance, and yet he is also humble in certain ways.
从西方人的角度来讲，他没有抹杀他自己的成功。
He did not diminish his own accomplishments.
但是他也没有掩盖他自己的不足。
But then he also was, he was aware of his deficiency.
今天我们这些生活在美国的华人
，as Chinese living in America，
有的时候我们太西方，有的时候我们过分的东方。
Sometimes we are overly westernized, and sometimes we are overly oriental.
当我们来到这个新的年度的第一个主日的时候
，as we approach this new year and in this first Sunday，
我们怎么样来自我评估？怎么样来自我定位
？How do we evaluate ourselves？
我们怎么样来看我们摆在前面的挑战？
How do we face the challenge ahead of us?
我们是非常的西方，觉得我们很了不起呢，还是我们非常的东方，我们觉得小弟不才，什么一事无成？
Are we very occidental in our outlook, thinking we can do anything and everything, or are we overly oriental and think that we couldn't accomplish anything?
当我想到他讲 B plus 的时候
，When I thought about his grade B plus，
我再一次想到我常常在台上强调的这个半杯水。这样的一个人生哲学。
One of the thoughts that came to my mind is an example that I use often: a half glass of water.
我曾经提到有半杯水放在这里，有的人是只看它满的半，有的人看它空的那一半。
Some would look at the half that's filled, and some would look at the half that's empty.
同样的事实，我们从不同的角度来看，带出完全不同的哲学出来。
The same fact could be looked at from different angles and philosophies.
很多时候我们看见了一半，我们就非常非常的积极，非常的乐观。
Some of us will look at the half filled and become very optimistic.
同样的事实，我们看到半满的半空的那个，我们就觉得非常的悲观。
But then others will become very pessimistic when they see that half of it is empty.
我个人的宗教哲学，我个人的侍奉哲学是什么呢？
What is my personal philosophy?
求主让我很乐观地先看有的那一部分。
I ask God to give me an optimistic outlook first to look at the half-filled portion.
然后我一定要靠主努力地来充实那另外空的那一半。
But then with God's help, I want to put forth my best to fill the rest that is empty.
上帝给我们新的一年。
God has given us a new year.
乃是要我们努力地去发展，想靠着主去充实我们过去所没有的那个部分。
He wants us to work diligently to fill those parts that's empty so far.
教会是如此。
The same with the church.
盼望我们每一个家庭也是如此。
May this be the same with each family.
我们夫妇的关系是如此。
The same for the relation between husband and wife.
难道你们夫妇之间过去一点都没有可以在神的面前感恩的吗？
Is there nothing that you can give thanks to for God's blessing on your relationship?
但是我们知道我们有很多的地方不够神要我们够达到的那样的水平。
Yet we know we have many shortcomings when we compare to God's standards.
为着能够补上那空的那一部分。
In order to fill the rest of the half that's empty.
像往年一样，我就定下了1992年我们教会的主题和目标。
So like past years, I have set a theme and direction for the church this year.
请各位翻开旧约圣经第二卷，出埃及记第28章。
Let's turn to the second book of the Old Testament, Exodus.
28章。
28th chapter.
36-38节。
Verses 36-38.
今年的主题就取自于这一段的经文。
The theme for the church this year is taken from these verses.
36节这里说你要用金经做一个面牌在上面刻按刻图书之法刻着归耶和华为圣要用一条蓝细带子将牌系在冠冕的前面这牌必在亚伦的额上亚伦要担当干犯圣物条例的罪孽是这圣物是以色列人在一切的圣礼物上所分别为圣的这牌要藏在他的额上使他们可以在耶和华面前蒙悦纳
Exodus chapter 28 verses 36-38 Make a plate of pure gold and engrave on it as on a seal Holy to the Lord Fasten a blue cord to it to attach it to the turban It is to be on the front of the turbanIt will be on Aaron's forehead, and he will bear the guilt involved in the sacred gifts the Israelites consecrate. Whatever their gifts may be, it will be on Aaron's forehead continually, so that they will be acceptable to the Lord.
所有中文和合本圣经的版本，归耶和华为圣这六个字，都是用比较大号的字体排版印刷的。
If you have a Chinese version of the Bible,The words holy to the Lord has been printed with a larger boldface.
就以 NIV 英文的圣经来讲 holy to the Lord 这几个字也都是每一个字母都是用大写的。
And if you have the New International Version, you will notice that holy to the Lord is completely capitalized.
归耶和华为圣这几个字在旧约圣经里面出现了三次没有一次例外都是放大印在圣经里面。
These words appear three times in the Bible, and every time they were printed in a larger print face.
当然，这几个字并不是在原来圣灵启示摩西写的时候就要他把它印大一点，不是这个意思。
It's not to say that during the revelation from God that these words were supposed to be printed with a larger font.
但是当我们看见这几个字把它放大印刷的时候，我们就发现这几个字的重要性。
But then we are drawn to the importance when we see it with a different print.
从出埃及记二十章开始，一直到这个28章、29章，我们一直看见神在以色列人当中很有次序的在做一些工作。
From chapters 20 onward in the book of Exodus, we see a continual revelation and work of God.
第二十章，我们看见摩西颁布出名的十诫。
In chapter 20, we see the famous Ten Commandments.
21-23章，摩西把那个律法隐身在这些以色列人的面前。
And in chapters 21-23, Moses expounded on the laws.
那么24章，百姓们对那个十诫和律法的隐身有一个回应，跟神就开始立约。
And in chapter 24, in response to the laws and the commandments, the Israelites established a covenant with the Lord.
25-27章，摩西很详细的从神领受怎么样来盖造会幕和会幕里面每一件的那些物件。
And in chapters 25 to 27, we were given the blueprint of the tabernacle and how to maintain the things inside the tabernacle.
三样东西是不可变的，一个是那些东西的尺寸，那些东西的材料，那些东西的颜色。
There are three things that were very important, cannot be changed: the dimensions, the materials, and the colors.
在28章和29章，我们今天所读的这一段的经文是讲到祭司制度的设立。
In chapters 28 and 29, we see the establishment of the rules of the priests.
非常有意思，28章详详细细的讲祭司该穿什么样的衣服。
In chapter 28, we see very clearly the kind of garments that the priests have to wear.
29章讲到祭司的圣职是怎么样安排的。
And then in chapter 29, we were told what kind of ministry they should have.
在刚才我们所读的这三节圣经里面，我们看见在整个祭司的衣着上面有一个很重要的事情。
And in the three verses that we read, we find that there's a special thing for the priests.
那么他要祭司用金金做的一个牌子，刻上了这几个字，归耶和华为圣。把它放在祭司的额头上。
They were going to make a plate of pure gold and engrave on it, "Holy to the Lord."
那么在这里，我们特别注意到一件事情。
Here we see one thing.
会幕里面每一样东西都是圣的。
Everything in the tabernacle is holy.
如果我们看28章第2节、第4节，那个地方讲到祭司穿的衣服叫做圣衣，叫做圣服 ，sacred garments.
In verse 2 and verse 4 of the same chapter, we were told that the garments that the priests wear are sacred garments.
那么为什么已经圣了，还要再挂一个牌子在他的额头上，说归耶和华为圣呢？
So if these things were already holy or sacred, why do they need another seal saying holy to the Lord?
非常显明的，这里给我们一个很重要的一个真理。
This is an important truth.
这个每一次进圣所、上圣坛、献圣祭、做圣工的这个祭司，他这个人也应该是个圣人。
And that is to say, when one enters the holy tabernacle to perform the sacrifices,that the priest himself has to be holy.
今天我们以为我们进到圣殿里面，我们自然就圣了。
Sometimes we're mistaken in thinking, as long as I enter the sanctuary, I will be sanctified.
在15、16世纪中世纪的时候
In the 15th and 16th century,
我们听到也看到那个时候的神学有许许多多很滑稽的事情。
We may think that it's funny now, but in those days, those theologians took it seriously.
他们花很多的时间研究一些很奇奇怪怪的问题。
They spent a lot of time seemingly on frivolous topics.
他们拿了一根针，他们就在研究在一个针头上可以有多少个天使在上面跳舞。
One of the topics of examination was how many angels can dance on the head of a pin.
他们还研究一个问题，他们说如果这里有一个圣洁的水在一个杯子里面。
Another topic of examination was if there's holy water in this glass.
或者在这个杯子里面有一个圣洁的膏油在里面。
Or perhaps there's oil that has been sanctified.
他们就研究一个问题。
One of their topics of
如果不小心有个苍蝇掉进去。
If a fly accidentally fell into the glass.
是把这个圣膏油弄脏了呢，还是这个苍蝇变成圣苍蝇？
Would the fly be contaminating the holy water, or would the fly be sanctified by getting in touch with the water?
我们今天会笑这种的神学很奇怪的话，这些事情。
Today you may make fun of these discussions.
但是事实上，今天有很多人到教会里面有这样的思想。
But a lot of us enter the church with similar thoughts.
我只要进到礼拜堂。
If I enter the church.
我只要经过了受洗。
If I'm baptized.
我只要领了圣餐。
If I partake of the Holy Communion,
我自然就受感染变成一个圣人。
I would become a holy person.
在这个地方，亚伦给我们看见的不是这个样子。
But here the experience of Aaron shows that it is not the case.
你进圣殿献圣祭，你上圣坛做圣工，你不见得是一个圣人。
Even when you are in the tabernacle and you are partaking of these holy sacraments, you may not be holy.
今天有可能你传道三十年，可能你个人这个人还不是一个真正得救重生的人。
It is entirely possible for a person to be a preacher for over 3 decades and yet not be saved.
有一个牧师在他自己传道的时候受感动得救。
I've heard of a pastor who was moved himself when he was preaching and he was saved.
在这里我们看见神提醒我们一件很重要的事情。
So I see that God is reminding us of an important truth.
我们要忠心地做圣工，但是我们这个人必须是一个圣洁的人。
We have to be faithful in our ministry, but we have to be careful that we ourselves are holy to the Lord.
尤其在今天这个时代。
Especially in this age.
弟兄姊妹，我们在圣殿里面，在礼拜堂里面做一个圣徒容易。
It's easy for us to be a holy person within the confines of the church.
今天我们要在社会，在今天这个世界，要维持自己圣洁的见证，不是一件容易的事情。
But for us to maintain our testimony in the society, it's a difficult task.
今天在这个社会里面，
in our society,
今天在外面的环境当中，
in the surroundings about us,
我们今天一件事情可以不做，但是很多人都做，每一个人都做，大多数人都做，成为我们一个很大的压力。
Because certain things are practiced by everybody else becomes a tremendous pressure upon us.
旧约祭司叫做圣祭司。
The priests of the Old Testament are called holy priests.
在新约，每一个信耶稣的人，圣经都称为我们圣徒。
And when we come to the New Testament, all believers are called sanctified.
很多人很喜欢唱一首诗歌叫 Majesty.
There's a very popular hymn called Majesty.
那么写这首诗是一个牧师，教会的一个牧师在洛杉矶。
The author of that hymn is a pastor from a church in Los Angeles.
那么有一次我听他讲道。
I have heard him preach.
我觉得很有意思。他说他在教会里面常常鼓励弟兄姊妹互相称呼前面加一个 saint。
He often encourages his congregation to greet each other as saints.
比如说我见到孙维新弟兄，我见到他叫他 Saint Winsor。
So if I see Pastor Molly Lee, I would call him Saint Molly.
后来他就说好，现在就每一个人彼此称呼，然后加上一个 saint 这个字。
And then he asked the congregation to practice this right away.
那么他的太太坐在下面，就刚好坐在一个弟兄的旁边。
His wife was in the pews and was seated right next to a brother.
那么他太太就跟这个旁边讲说，我的名字叫做，譬如说叫 Mary， 你可以叫我 Saint Mary。
And then this wife may be named Mary, and she may say, "You can call me Saint Mary."
然后他就问这个男的，他说：“你叫什么名字啊
？”What is your name？
哎呀，他不好意思说。
The man was embarrassed.
哎呀，他脸红起来。
His face blushed.
他说：“没有关系了，你讲你的名字。
”And the lady says, "Oh, don't worry, just tell me your name."
后来他轻轻地讲：“我的名字叫 Bernard."
He said, "My name is Bernard."
你们知道 Saint Bernard 是一种狗的名字。
For those of you who don't know, Saint Bernard is the name of a breed of dog.
在瑞士的 Alps 的那边有很多这种救人的狗叫 Saint Bernard.
They are used very often in the Alps to rescue mountaineers.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，你这样称呼也好，你不这样称呼也好，但是不能够抹杀、忘记我们是圣徒的事实。
Brothers and sisters, whether you greet each other thus, you have to realize that we are saints.
Holy 这个形容词，或者 holiness 这个名词，我花了一点时间把 concordance 拿来算一算，全圣经出现了922次之多。
When I look through the concordance, looking through the occurrence of the words either holy or holiness, I found that it occurred in the Bible 922 times.
一月每一个主日，我要在这里跟大家分享我对这个 holiness 的负担。
And I want to share with you my burden towards this topic.
但是今天早上，我希望用很简单两节的圣经，从那922次的这个记录里面选出两节比较特别、大家比较熟悉的圣经来思想这个题目。
I will not be going through all 922 verses today, only two verses.
请我们先翻开希伯来书第十二章。
Let's turn to the New Testament, Hebrews chapter 12.
希伯来书十二章十四节。
Verse 14.
希伯来书十二章十四节这里提到圣洁。
Here we see holiness.
希伯来书的作者说，你们要追求与众人和睦，并要追求圣洁，非圣洁没有人能见主。
Hebrews chapter 12 verse 14, make every effort to live in peace with all men and to be holy.Without holiness, no one will see the Lord.
从中文和英文的句法的排列来看，这里很明显，希伯来书的作者要我们追求两件事情。
From the grammatical structure, we can see that the author of Hebrews wants us to strive for two things.
当然，这个地方这个追求这两个字是一个非常强的一个希腊文的原文。
The Chinese version is striving for, while the English says make every effort. In the original Greek, is a very strong word.
在英文说 make every effort, 就让我们想到我们要用尽一切要得着的意思。
Here we see the sense of using all our strength to make every effort in order to obtain something.
其实在希腊原文追求这个字 make every effort 是讲到一个打猎的人他要用尽方法要得着他的猎物的这一个字。
The word in Greek is actually has the sense of a hunter making every effort to catch his prey.
两件事情与众人和睦要追求圣洁要追求。
We need to strive or make every effort to live in peace with all men and to be holy.
但是这一节圣经如果我们更深入地来思想和分析的时候
But when we analyze this verse a little bit deeper,
我们发现追求圣洁并不是真正的目的。真正的目的乃是让那个追求圣洁的人能够看见这位我们看不见的神。
To make every effort to be holy is not the end to itself, it is only the means because it continues to say without holiness,No one will see the Lord.
换句话说，在这个地方提到两件事情，一件事情要追求与众人的和睦，第二件事情要追求与上帝的亲近。
In other words, we have to make every effort to live in peace with all men and to make every effort to draw close to God.
这两件事情是有因果关系。
These are means and ends.
因为我们很清楚地看见，所有人与人之间的关系，乃是基于人与上帝之间的关系的建立。
Because we see the interpersonal relations are built upon the relation between that person and God.
我们常常听见一句话说，人道是基于天道，就是这个意思。
And that's the meaning when we say human relations comes from our individual relations with God.
什么时候我们跟神的关系出了问题，很自然，常常发现人与人之间的人际关系出了问题。
If our relation with God is not good, then it's very often that our interpersonal relations will suffer.
我们常常听见人家说的这句话，心中无神就目中无人。
We have heard a Chinese saying, if you do not have God in your heart,then you will not have men in your eyes.
我们回过头来看看今天这个世界，人际的关系到今天那么示威，到今天那么危机，到底原因在哪里？
So when we look at our surroundings and realize that interpersonal relations have reached a crisis point, what's the reason?
原则上是因为人没有把人当人来看。
In principle, that has occurred because we do not treat each other as humans.
很多时候我们不知不觉地把人当成物品来看。
Very often we treat other human beings as things.
当我们把人当成仅仅是个货品的时候，我们就很容易把它买和卖。
So when we view other humans as things, then we can buy and trade them.
我们发现在一些文明落后的夫妻关系常常是如此的。
And in those developing tribal nations, for example, you would see that the husband-wife relation sometimes is just a trade.
我们把人当货品，我们也把人当机器。
Because we treat humans as goods or machines.
所以有许多政治野心家看见人不把人看，而把它变成一个让它能够往上爬的一个机器。
So politicians sometimes view human beings as just a machine.To help them achieve their ambitions.
这个我们在文明进步的社会关系里面看得很清楚。
We see this in the nations around us.
基本上我们怎么处理这个问题？
How do we treat this problem?
我们怎么样能够把人当人来看？
How can we treat each other as true human beings?
我们要先把自己当人来看。
We first have to treat ourselves as true humans.
当一个人认识自我的尊严的时候，
When one truly understands what their own position is,
他就会尊重在他四周，在他周遭的人。
If he honors himself, then he can honor others.
我曾经在这里提过，原来我再讲一遍。
I've mentioned this before, so allow me to mention it again.
圣经说世人都犯了罪。
It's very clear, the Bible says, all have sinned.
我们是罪人，没有错。
Yes, we are sinners.
但是很多时候我们读圣经的时候，看真理的时候，我们只看了一面。
But so often, we only look at truth in one point of view.
在真理的追求上，断章取义是个很危险的事情。
It's very dangerous to build our theology from just one verse or one passage.
我们是罪人，没有错。
Yes, we are sinners.
我们要告诉人说你是罪人，所以你需要一个救主。
We have to tell others you are a sinner, you need a savior.
我们没有看到圣经从另外一个角度讲到人的尊贵。
But then so oftentimes we overlook the fact that the scriptures also say that we are of value.
圣经告诉我们说人是照着上帝的形象造的。
Scriptures tells us that we are created in his image.
什么叫做讲到人的尊贵？
But then so oftentimes we overlook the fact that the scriptures also say that we are of value.
圣经告诉我们说人是照着上帝的形象造的。
Scriptures tells us that we are created in his image.
什么叫做神的形象？
What do we mean by that?
我们要认识神的形象，就能够认识人的尊贵。
If we understand the image of God, then we know our own value.
我们认识自己的尊贵，我们就能够认识我们四周的人的尊贵。
If we understand our own values, then we can indeed value others.
所以认识上帝带来认识自我，认识自我带来认识这个社会，认识这个时代，认识我们周遭的人。
So we need to understand God, and from that we have a self-awareness and understanding, and that permeates to our understanding of others.
希伯来书的作者在这里提醒我们，怎么样能够认识上帝。
And the author of Hebrews here teaches us how we can understand and know God.
主耶稣在登山宝训上也说过。
And Jesus in his Sermon on the Mount have also emphasized this.
清心的人有福了。
Those who are pure in heart are blessed.
因为他们必得见上帝。
Because they shall see God.
我们今天要见上帝，我们今天要认识上帝，我们必须要有个圣洁的生活。
If we want to see the face of God, if we want to get to know him,We have to have holiness.
然后我们再看 一段的圣经，请我们翻到前面提摩太后书。
Let's turn to 2 Timothy.
提摩太后书第二章讲到圣洁的另外一个部分。
Chapter 2 tells us another sense of holiness.
第二章二十节二十一节。
Verse 20 and 21 of Chapter 2, 2 Timothy.
在大户人家不但有金器银器，也有木器瓦器，有作为贵重的，有作为卑贱的。人若自洁，脱离卑贱的事，就必做贵重的器皿，成为圣洁，合乎主用，预备行各样的善事。
In a large house, there are articles not only of gold and silver, but also of wood and clay. Some are for noble purposes, and some for ignoble. If a man cleanses himself from the latter, he will be an instrument for noble purposes, made holy, useful to the master, and prepared to do any good work.
请大家注意二十一节。
Let us pay attention to verse 20.
保罗在这里说，大户人家有金器银器，有木器瓦器，有作为贵重的，有作为卑贱。
Paul mentioned that there are so many different articles in the house.
那么我们注意，他在这里把这两组的东西放在一起，好像画上了等号。
Seemingly he has graded them.
那么换句话说，金器银器好像是贵重的，木器瓦器好像是卑贱。
Gave us an impression that the gold and silver articles are those for noble purposes, and the wood and clay articles are for ignoble purposes.
我们要很小心，今天我们在教会里面，我们今天不讲社会，在教会里面，我们也常常是这样判断价值。
And sometimes even when we are in the church, we have a similar attitude.
这是金器银器，所以它是贵重。
Because these are made of gold and silver, therefore they are noble.
这是木器瓦器，所以它是卑贱。
Because these are wood and clay, they are ignoble.
这是从物质、从外表的角度来看。
You are evaluating them by their materials from their outward appearance.
这个跟今天世界的标准跟属世的标准有什么不同呢？
This is the same as worldly standards for evaluation.
所以保罗在二十节提醒我们不是相等的。
So in verse 20, Paul does not mean to imply this.
因为在二十一节他做了这样的解释。
Because in verse 21, you can see this.
真正的价值在哪里呢？
Where does the value or the noble comes from?
不是从外表和物质来看。
It's not from outward appearance, not from the material.
而是看两样事情。
But from two other things.
虽然这两样事情有关联，
even though they are related.
一个是圣洁，
one is being holy.
一个是合乎主用，
and the other is to be useful to the master.
当然这两件事情他讲得很清楚，成为圣洁就能够合乎主用。
Of course, it's clear that once we are holy, then we can be useful to the master.
外表的贵重也许可以派上用场，但是不一定合主的心。
The outward appearance may be useful, but it may not appear to the master.
所以我们在这里看见这两节圣经，一个在希伯来书，一个在提摩太后书。
So when we put these two verses together, the one from Hebrews and the one from 2 Timothy,
一个是提到我们基督徒生活的见证要圣洁。
So we're told that in our daily lives, we have to be holy.
另外一个讲到我们的侍奉的工作，这个人这个器皿也要圣洁。
And in order for us to be useful to God, to serve God, we also have to be holy.
每一次我在传福音的时候讲到罪，总是从三个层面来讲。
When I share the gospel with others and I mention the concept of sin, I usually share it from three different points of view.
一个是行为，一个是言语，一个是从思想。
I share about from the conduct, the words that we utter, and from our thoughts.
我盼望在今后的几个主日，我们从不同的层面来追求过圣洁的生活。
I would like to spend some time on the other Sundays to share with you how we can achieve holiness in those different aspects.
下一个礼拜天，我们要把“归耶和华为圣”这几个字要放在我们讲台前面的墙上。
By next Sunday, we will be putting up those words, "Holy to His name," close to the pulpit.
弟兄姊妹，我们要强调一件事情。
We want to emphasize this.
这个圣殿要归耶和华为圣。
This building, this sanctuary, we want it to be holy for the Lord.
这句话也代表我们每一个这个教会的信徒都要成为圣洁的人。
But these words is an admonishment to us all that we should all be holy.
什么叫做追求圣洁？
How do we strive for holiness?
那是一步一步的成长。
It is a growing process, a step at a time.
12月31号晚上，
during the evening of December 31st,
我们在家里有个小的祷告会。
There's a small prayer meeting in our home.
我们从1991年祷告到1992年。
We prayed from 1991 to 1992.
我在神面前有一个祷告。
I had a prayer before the Lord.
我说主啊，
said Lord,
让我92年比91年，让我这个人更像你。
Help me to be more like you in 1992.
弟兄姊妹，但愿成为我们每一个人的祷告。
May this prayer be also your prayers.
圣洁不只是在生活和侍奉上表现出来。
Holiness is not only shown in our daily living and in our service.
让我们圣洁在我们的性格上能够表明出来，在我们的个性上表明出来。
May our nature reflect holiness.
让我们这个教会在新的年度里面成为一个圣洁的教会。
And may this church be a holy church in this new year.